Thou shalt not murder. A vital commandment. You look like a very nice crowd. Not murderers here today. But the Lord Jesus said, how you doing? Good to see you guys. Amen. The Lord Jesus said, you've heard that it was said to those of old, thou shalt not murder, and he who murders shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, said Jesus, I say unto you, that he who has hatred in his heart for his fellow human being, he who says you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. And so God sees our hearts, and he sees our hearts as murderous if we have hatred for our fellow human being. Why does someone take a knife or a gun and murder someone? Because of that hatred in their heart. And so you and I, before God, we have hated someone sometime in our lives. If you're like me, and pretty much everyone is, and you've called someone a fool or an idiot or something along those lines, and the Lord Jesus says that's the same before God who is holy, the same as being guilty of a murderous heart, because God is holy, holy, holy. His standard is high. Another one of God's commandments that you and I have broken, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, I'm not judging you. You look like a nice group of folks, not adulterers and adulteresses. And yet the Lord Jesus again said, you've heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery, but I say unto you, he has looked at a woman to lust for her, has committed adultery in his heart. He went on to say, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it's better that one of your members perish, one of your eyes, than you go to hell with both eyes intact. Now that last part's a little bit of a paraphrase. But the point being, to look into lust is to commit adultery before God who knows our hearts. A couple more of God's commands that you may be familiar with. Thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not lie. Doesn't matter what the value of something is. If you steal something, what are you before God? You are a thief or a crook, not a stealer. Stealing something does not make you a pro football player. It makes you a thief before God. And it doesn't matter how long ago it was. It doesn't matter whether it was a year ago or 10 years ago. If we have stolen something ever, we're a thief before God who knows our sins. And then there's that handy sin of lying. Because when mom comes or the police officer comes and they say, did you steal this? Did you hit your sister? Did you beat up that man in the back alley? Lying is a very useful sin. You say, no, I didn't do that. No, I paid my taxes. I didn't steal. I know sometimes it feels like the government's stealing from you. But ultimately, we're under the laws of the land and we're to pay our taxes, not to steal from the government. This is just one of God's commandments. Now, if you're like me, at some time in your life, maybe earlier today even, you told a lie. If you're like me, at some time in your life, you looked at a woman and lusted for her. And you need to be careful out here today, men, because a nice-looking lady might walk by, and if you look and lust at her, then your wife says, honey, what were you looking at? And you say, oh, nothing. Then you've just committed adultery in your heart, and you've lied. And God knows your heart. God is omniscient. And so don't lie to your wife. Don't lust after the woman. Don't sin against God. But here's the problem. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, here's the gift. Here's the good news. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The amazing love of God, the amazing grace of God is that God sent his Son down, Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man. And Jesus went to the cross to bear our iniquities. He went to the cross to pay the penalty of our sin. And if we will repent, meaning see our sin how God sees it, see our lies, our theft, our adultery of the heart, our looking and lusting, our hatred, the murder in the heart, see it as God sees it and turn from it, looking unto Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross, we will be saved. To simplify that, Jesus said you must repent and believe the gospel. You must turn from sin and believe that Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, died on the cross to pay the penalty of your sin. This is the good news that sinners like you and I do not have to go to hell. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the greatest news. That's why it's called the gospel, which means good news. Because we all have a common ailment. Some of you will die of cancer. Some of you will die of diabetes. Some of you will die in a car wreck. We will all die of something. But without the grace of God, without forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ, we're going to die eternally in our sins.
Hey, I'm a Christian too.
Look unto Jesus.
It's just really loud.
Confess him as Lord.
Can't hear my kids.
Well, I'll be done in just a minute, sir, and you'll be able to hear them all day. But some folks need to hear about Jesus, because hell is real and heaven is real, and both are forever. Look unto Jesus and be saved. Look unto Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a great day. Enjoy the parade. I want to see you in heaven one day.